I was so singing along with myself.
No, you don't understand, AJ.
No, I wasn't singing. I was dancing.
Well, I was singing, and I'm sure you could hear me, Renee, singing from downstairs.
I could, but here's the thing. I swear, something about Backstreet Boys. I didn't know how many of your songs and how excited it would make me to see you in concert. And it's like one after the next. And then I'm sitting up there like a fangirl. Just
I can't wait till you guys go back on tour because I want to be a fangirl.
You and me both. And I'm sure a lot of the BSB fans. But more importantly, welcome everybody.
Yes, welcome. Yes. This is welcome. So exciting.
Thank you.
To the first ever live podcast of Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio. Thank you to Looped for setting this up. This is pretty freaking cool, man. So I mean, cool. This is kind of the new way of things now. So roll call real quick. In case you don't know, now you know. It's me, AJ McLean. Hello, everyone.
And sorry, I thought you were gonna do your famous introduction for my
No, you have to introduce yourself, Cher Bear.
Cheryl Burke, aka Cher Bear.
Yes. And who's that handsome guy?
And I am Renee. I'm lucky to be on with you guys. And I've been excited for this, you guys. I get a chance to hear from a lot of your guys' fans, you know, that reach out to me. And they've all been like just going bonkers, excited for this.
Yeah, but they're and I've not been excited. I've gotten all suits up with, you know. It's not just me and Cher Bear. It's literally
the three of us.
Yeah, we are a team.
Well, I think. If I do say so myself,
we totally I think we do. Make By the way, team. For those of you that don't know this, Renee and I just met each other in person during our photo shoot last night.
Last night, yeah.
But didn't it feel totally. Like we've known each other
for decades? Faced. Like I'm like, oh yeah, hi, you know, like this is Renee, you know, Cheryl, and I'm like, wait, whoa.
Yeah, I was just really excited. I mean, like I said, Renee, you're just way taller in person than I assumed. So
he's not that tall. You're just that short.
He's a lot taller than you, AJ.
He's about 2 inches taller than me, maybe.
Tops, I'm kidding.
On a good day.
I was wearing heels.
Not with your frame, AJ. You're a lot taller.
I do stand up much taller. It's shocking now because I've been a bit of a slouch my whole life. As a lot of dancers are. I've seen a lot of dancers.
Oh, my God. I'm the worst.
They all walk like Gollum. It's seriously.
And it like that. I'm like, this is where my comfort zone is. It's right down here.
But not when the camera's on. Because, you know, photographer is one of the things I've done over the years. And I noticed when Andy was taking photos of you guys could be like this. And then it's time and boom. It's just every line looks so
pop your chest out. Yeah. Well, listen, to everybody that is tuning in, I'm just going to try to catch everybody up to speed as far as what's going on in the world of Backstreet. Obviously, I'm sure everybody wants to know. We are hoping and praying for a tour next year. Obviously, we want everyone to be safe. We are... hoping that there's a will, there's a way. So we are going to have conversations next week, actually, with our agents and Live Nation and everyone, and hopefully figure something out in the interim. Awesome. So, you know, you will be seeing BSB in one capacity or another.
Yes. Not soon. Just on screens.
Yes. As well as you'll be seeing your boy, hopefully soon, finally putting out a solo album. I know the country thing was fun, didn't really go anywhere, but I am very grateful that the country music community did embrace me for the period of time before the pandemic shut everything down.
Your music, AJ, like you guys, you're in for a treat because it is so amazing. I mean, I knew you were talented, but like this is a whole different thing, so.
Well, thank you.
And for you to say it didn't go anywhere, that's not fair to say.
Well, I shouldn't say it didn't go anywhere.
You made a splash.
Yeah, I heard about it. If I heard about it, you made a splash.
Yes. Well, but again, for those that want to understand, like the country market, which I didn't realize, is a very slow moving market. So right when things started to kind of slowly heat up for me, the pandemic hit. Yeah. And if you really want to break in Nashville, you really need to be hands-on and be there integrating into the community And obviously, you know, you're not getting me on a plane anytime soon. Totally. So
I mean,
tell you what.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Renee. Sorry.
No, it went a lot further than my country album. So
this is,
I would love to hear that.
No, you wouldn't.
On another note, you guys, so Jenna is going to be here. If you guys may know her, obviously, from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, of course.
You can dance. She's a really good friend of mine, and I am so excited to have her. We can talk more about the finale. In the meantime, I guess we'll just talk about, you know, what we each individually are we're doing. I mean, I just finished my 23rd season of Dancing with the Stars. They got an official pickup for season 30. Which is awesome. Yeah, with that guy over there sitting with our cool merch, the PMU merch.
Boom shakalaka.
Check that out. Make sure you do. I'm wearing also their hooded sweater with a little PMU on one side or the other side.
Left side. There you go. Yeah.
And then I'll just be working on my mask line, you guys, because, you know, obviously, unfortunately, this pandemic isn't going away anytime soon. And, you know, we really have to just stay protected. But why not stay protected? Look cute at the same time and be able to breathe in your mask, right? So we have our holiday line that just came out yesterday. Go to BaileyClothing.com.
The most comfortable mask I've put on. Just
I love
so you know.
They are fantastic. Yeah, and they are fun. Breathe. Yeah. They're fun. That's the thing is like the mask thing has become like, obviously it's super important, but also it's becoming somewhat fashionable. So you kind of want to at least.
Yeah, it's an accessory. Renee, do you want to talk about you?
Well,
what are you doing, Renee, besides hopefully kicking my ass on the golf course tomorrow? Not going to happen.
You know what I'm excited about? We can't talk too much about it right now, but AJ and I are co-directing his first music video off his new project. And it's going to be bananas. I am so, it's one of the most exciting music videos.
Okay.
Well, we might. So,
we actually, you
know,
yeah.
You know my number.
I got to tell you, you guys know I was involved with Rhythm Nation.
That's
you
so
know,
cool,
which,
Renee. Not everyone knows that though. So that's awesome.
Which became a sort of, you know, seminal album, socially conscious album. And AJ, being my best friend, I know where his heart is, and he's decided to really follow his heart into this next music video that we've conjured up together. And I already get goosebumps thinking about the importance of this music video. Do you know, I feel that the direction you're headed in, I love the song.
Can you
give
us a little tease?
We got to keep it under the hat for now.
I don't even know. You better tell me when we're off air, at least.
No, the one thing I will say is that, you know, it started with actually you and me, Cheryl, on doing our TikTok videos with us switching outfits. And the fact that a lot of people know I wore a dress at my wedding.
Yeah.
I am very comfortable in my own skin. Okay, and if I want to wear a dress, I'm going to wear a dress.
Totally.
It's okay.
Yes.
And I just want to, you know, really express myself artistically as well as support the LGBTQ community, as well as just, very open-mindedness.
Yeah.
And just, but that's all we can say. It's going to be, I'll tell you this much. There's going to be quite a few questions, I'm sure, after the video premieres. Which is fine.
That they can always come and tune into our podcast and ask you directly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's, you know, one thing that's always been near and dear to my heart, and I could tell it is for you guys. I know for sure it is for AJ. And that is any sort of lack of tolerance is probably the thing that drives me a little nuts. That's what Rhythm Nation was about, being open-mindedness, accepting, you know, erasing color lines. And this direction that AJ wanted to go in, instantly I was like, oh bro, that's where my heart is, you know. Anybody being oppressed, it really drives me nuts. And so this next music video is sort of embracing open-mindedness and tolerance. So,
and that's where
and the song.
This is what it's coming to. I mean, like, honestly, everyone should have the right to express themselves and do so without feeling like they're going to get judged or bullied or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the song, you know, I can tell you guys the title, but I'm not going to sample you any of it. It's called Love Song Love. And, you know, it's to me, it's an anthem about love and happiness and
self-love.
Yeah. I love it all.
Yeah. It makes me, do you guys know those songs that you love to put on when you're driving that just makes you feel happy? This song, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh my God, I feel so good.
I mean, that's music for you in general, right? Like really, I could be crying the next song and then like super happy the next song. I mean, like, it's a way of expressing emotion, I guess.
It's funny because while we were in the, you know, waiting room before we went live, when Kaleo was playing, I was literally going through every step of our rumba in my head.
I know this is where I run and slide.
This is me slamming you down. I'm like, I know.
You know, when you get tired of a song, like I think I'm tired of every other song I've danced to this season, except that one. That one is just so good. It really is.
I mean, thanks to you, you introduced me to this band.
I love all their music, really. I mean, okay, for those of you asking if we're still continuing our podcast since the season is over, that would be a yes. So that's very exciting. Do you guys want to talk, Renee, you want to talk about why we are deciding to do this podcast?
Yeah. You know, given this sort of, we've all had the path of crashing and burning, hitting some kind of bottom. And again, that's where our passion is. It's like, okay, yes, we flamed out, and then learning to piece your life back together one step at a time is really what made us all say we should do a podcast, right? Because we're not the only ones that have gone through challenges in life, emotional, drug addiction, whatever it may be, you know, divorce. And to speak about these things openly and honestly, I know you guys have been getting a lot of great reception. I've been getting a lot of messages that people just say, hey, thank you so much. I just got a message from someone today that said, she's got four weeks off of drugs.
Oh, wow. You know?
And she said it was the podcast that gave her the extra oomph. Like, are you kidding me? That's amazing.
That is, I love hearing stories like that. I mean, you know, any way, I mean, this is the reason why we did that dance, obviously, AJ, as well. Like any way we can do to just spread the awareness of mental health in general. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's one day at a time, you guys, because every day is a different day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we're ready for our first guest.
Yes. Okay,
so I kind of introduced her in the beginning. This is going to be exciting. You guys, we have such amazing guests today. But let's start with Jenna Johnson herself. Okay, so you guys know her as Jenna Johnson, but now Jenna Johnson Schmorkowski. And she's a fan favorite, obviously, from So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars now. And she won the special athletes. We had an athlete season, you guys, and it was just athletes, obviously. And she won that season with Adam Rippon. And now she was runner-up this season of Dancing with the Stars, season 29 with Neve. And she's been on Dancing with the Stars for 10 seasons. She's done a lot of tours. And, you know, Jenna has also struggled, you know, with mental health. And it's not, you know, this whole world in general about body image. Oh!
Hey, girl!
Yes!
Yay!
Guys, the stress of the Chrome logon?
I know, right?
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, can't you do it?
I know, it's like Safari doesn't work. It's got to be Chrome. It's such a pain in the ass.
Welcome.
You look stunning. Not that you don't always look stunning, but you look stunning.
I love how everyone, and I have it on my hands, but we all have residue of tan still left from the show.
Yeah, not me. I never got to experience that. I'm kind of bummed, actually.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll get our body makeup girl to come over to your house and do it.
I don't want to look like an Oompa Loompa. I'm good. It's fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you? How are you feeling? Do you feel like you got run over by a truck?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I got ran over by like 50 trucks. I'm good. You know, I'm exhausted. I just woke up about an hour ago.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah, we had press this morning at 3:30 a.m. Nice. And so my whole body and my brain are just exploding. But
you look beautiful.
I got some sleep. Hey, I got some sleep. I feel good.
Good.
Obviously, a little disappointed, but you know.
How is Neve right now? How's he doing? Yeah, how's he doing?
He's handling it better than I am. He's again, I think everyone just saw the joy that he had of being there and just dancing every week. he truly loved this process so much. So he's good. I think we both felt it because we were, you know, you're just standing there. It's the two of you. And they're like, first or second. You're close.
I know. It reminds me of my season with Gilles Marini a little bit. It was the kind of the same situation. Sean Johnson ended up winning that season with Mark Vallis. But yeah, like you just, and I don't know if you remember me, but yesterday during the show, I was like, how are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous? Like, what are you feeling? You know, and it's crazy because like every season I've done the show, I wake up either knowing I'm going home or no, something's just not right. You know what I'm saying? That feel, it's so hard. I just got chills. It's so hard to explain like what that is. Is that what you felt or you just were just nervous in general?
Yesterday I felt nervous. But I felt, I don't want to say uneasy. I just felt unsure. And, you know, when I won with Adam, I walked in that day and I was at peace and I just overwhelming confidence. Like,
You didn't show it yesterday. You didn't show it at all. You exuded confidence and like you were proud. And like, that's what I saw.
So that's the thing. You know, I was so excited about our two dances, our last two dances. I felt really confident in them.
You should not.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you. But yeah, I think once they announced fourth and third and then the two couples walked down, I just knew. I knew it wasn't us that season. But it stings. I've never been second before. And I'm like, wish I would have just been eliminated, honestly.
All right.
I don't know.
If you made the final, listen, I don't remember who won two seasons ago. I couldn't tell you. You know, like it's about the person who leaves their mark. And you definitely did. Like I have to tell you, you're one of the top dancers in general in all 29 seasons that I've seen. And your guys' chemistry, you started looking like each other randomly in the middle of the season. And you know that that, you know that that means that you guys are like a couple. Like, you know how they say you start to look like your partner, like in life, but also on the dance floor, I guess.
Well, people already said that you guys look like brother and sister. But I just got to say this. I'm not going to lie. Like after we got eliminated, I kind of made my peace with it. Right. And then
just yesterday.
And then yesterday I'm sitting there looking down going, God damn it. Why am I not down there? This is really bothering me right now. I'm like, I should be down. But you know what? I'm sure everybody was saying that in the back of their minds. Like, well, I could have done that. Why wouldn't I there? But, you know, but look,
you know, when everyone says, oh, you've already won. It's kind of, it is true though.
It is true.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Jenna, this is Renee. I'm one third of this podcast. And first of all, thank you so much for logging on, especially since you're exhausted. So it means a lot to us. And I was going to tell you that I directed a music video for the Backstreet Boys song called Chances not that long ago. And we were looking for a dancer, right? And I was, you were the one that I kept looking at. We needed this solo, well, there are two, a male and a female. And I said, this is who we need. And then everyone around me honestly says, honestly, she's too big. You're never going to get her. And we literally
are now. Sorry.
Renee, I would have done it in a heartbeat. What do you mean?
I kept remembering you. Do you remember that? That?
Yes, I remember that.
I was literally told
you together though.
The way they said it to me was,
you have to ask next time.
I know.
Everyone
made it sound to me like they were all serious. My producers, my editor, they're like, she's too big. She'll never do it. But they convinced me to move on and find someone else.
Those producers, I'm telling you. You're doing another one soon. So Jenna, you might get a phone call.
Hey, I'm down. Well, you know what's so crazy is, so I moved to LA when I was 18. And ever since then I did So You Think You Can Dance, like you said, Cheryl, and then immediately got brought on to Dancing with the Stars. So for the past 7 years, that's basically all I've done in the dance world.
That's a big deal, but I get what you're saying.
It's a huge deal, but I've never been to an audition. Same. I've never been in a music video. That's I've never so done crazy, these things right? that like all my like best dancer friends out here have done because I've been so lucky to be on tours, doing the live shows. You know, we were doing two seasons a year and then I was going straight on tour, sometimes two times a year. Mm-hmm. But I've never done those like things that
we're
I
so
would
spoiled,
love to
Jenna.
Do.
We're so spoiled in that
so sense. Spoiled.
But let me tell you, when I took time off, I actually did a couple of auditions, not dance related. And wow, the rejection is like you know, it's like, you're not, it sounds so, it doesn't, it's just the way it is. Thank God. Right.
I'm I feel good now knowing that you would do it. Hopefully both of you would do a video if I asked you to. But here's the thing. So my daughter is, my oldest daughter is a huge fan of Zendaya, who, you know, was on the show. Yes. And Zendaya did a music video with a bunch of Dancing with the Stars dancers. And I was like, well, that's freaking awesome. It was a beautiful song. Zendaya
danced with Val, right?
Yeah.
Zendaya danced with Val, yeah.
And I believe Val's brother was the one that was in the video with Zendaya.
And to be fair, if you had done this music video, you still would have never had to audition, because everyone would have said, Jenna said yes. Jenna said yes.
Like, done. Yeah, it's true.
It would have felt like a sort of an audition. So I would have done it. I would have loved that. But
gosh, I wish.
Considering me, man.
No, it was an honor. We really wanted you so badly. So,
yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Jenna, what's next?
What's on the horizon?
Question, but like, what is, I hope you're taking some time off.
Yeah, this will be the first year in 6 years that I'm not going on tour immediately after the season. So I feel this weird sense of relief, but then also the sense of stress, you know, uneasy because we're so used to consistency. We love working. But I'm going to take December to kind of enjoy and just be a human with my husband. We just bought a house.
I know. I know.
Yeah. I wanted to, like,
the house you had to separate, right?
Oh yeah. We lived a month in our house together, still in boxes. And then they were like, hey Val, you've got to move out. So I want to just have a month. I want to give ourselves to just relax and kind of just enjoy each other in this time. But Val and I work on a convention. You know, babies have been a big question, especially after Lindsay and Whitney. I'm sure you get this all the time too.
Oh girl, I was already pregnant, supposedly, so it's fine. Another conversation. You call me. But anyway, so you definitely want kids, right?
Oh, we definitely want kids. That was a discussion like when we were just dating, that families are really important to us. So we really want kids. I'm not sure of the timeline, you know, obviously. I feel like I'm in my prime of like my dancing abilities. And so I want to live that out. I want to have a few, I mean, who knows how many more seasons of Dancing with Stars there will be. So
we're definitely next season. You have, you know, season 30, that's picked up.
I'd love to do season 30 and then kind of take it from there.
So I will tell you this much, Jenna,
with them.
I'll tell you this much, Jenna, little girls are the greatest thing in the world. Trust me. Renee's got a daughter. I have two. My two are dancers, and it's just, girls are the best. Girls are the best.
I already know that when Val has a little girl, it's going to be a wrap.
It's done.
I can't even.
He's done.
It's amazing.
Oh, Jenna, he's done.
Jenna, we love you so much. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you just want to sleep and probably like sleep with your Doritos and Val at the same time. So we appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy
Thanksgiving. Yes.
Yes. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Thank
happy holidays.
You for coming on.
Love you. So you did such an amazing job.
Thank you.
So good this season.
Thank you. I really appreciate
you
did. It.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you guys. Awesome.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I totally remember that. I totally remember sitting with you and Nikki. And I vividly remember her name coming up.
That's so crazy.
And I'm like, it's not going to happen. Like, don't even bother asking.
They're like, she's too big. And I was like, really?
My God. I can't believe it. She would have totally done it, you guys. Totally.
And do you know what? The music video turned out to be an amazing showcase for the dancers.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a gorgeous video. So.
All right. Let's bring in Nick, shall we?
All right, you guys. So now I get to introduce this next little prick. I can call him that because he's my baby brother for 27 years. Oh, look at the little bastard right there. There he is. Look at him.
Yay.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
That intro, AJ.
Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Nick.
Hey!
Such a dick.
I'm just a dork. I mean,
my God.
That's a lot of coffee, Nick.
Too much.
Lots of caffeine, buddy.
How you doing?
Dude, man.
Good, Nick. It's so great to see you.
And it's so good to see you too. You know, it's so funny. I'm looking at, like, because we got these boxes and I'm looking at your lighting. I really wish I had this lighting you guys have. I have like this blown out, like iridescent, like just LEDs in this room.
You didn't keep the lighting we sent you from Amazon when we
We should talk about that. We should talk.
That was the least that they could have given you, man, was that damn ring light.
Come on.
So I don't know if anybody knows. Do they know that story?
No.
Have you guys spoken about it yet?
No.
Oh my God.
Go for it.
Oh my God. Okay. So basically what happens, you know, AJ has this, this idea. Actually, I think it was Cheryl's idea because she's the genius.
Yes, it was.
Let's get that straight.
Cheryl had the idea to have us basically perform virtually with AJ during which night was it?
It was called
week three.
Not your freestyle, right? It was a cha-cha.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they let me do like my performance with Sharna as a freestyle. But anyways, we can get into that later. They that. But it was amazing. And basically AJ and Cheryl has had this idea for us to do, be virtually sort of like superimposed performance. And so he's like, okay, basically we got like 2 days to get this thing done. Okay, fine. We're all good. And I don't even know if he's in Kentucky or California. Brian's in Georgia. Yeah. Howie's in Florida. And just like trying to like wrangle cats, you know? And so we finally get this stuff sent to us. And he's like, don't worry. I got this green screen coming. I got this lighting kit. All you have to do is put up the green screen up, okay? And you just have to dance in front of it, right? So we get this thing, the set. And I'm like, I start pulling it out and everything. And we set it all up. And Cheryl's like, could you like maybe move the camera to the left a little bit? I'm like, I'm moving it as much as I can. And she goes, no, okay, can we maybe move it to the right a little bit more? And she's like, can you move it up? No, can you move it down? Especially what happened was the green screen was too small.
Yeah, it's way too small. They sent you guys the wrong one.
And so I'm like trying to do my moves. Like, imagine this is the box and then go like, you know, keep it like small and like forward and like this. And
no, but dude. So listen. So then Sunday during camera blocking, we end up running it. Right. And like all the production runs it. And the four of you guys are not matching up.
You guys are super size, like 10.
And you're like as big as the fucking wall.
You're like God.
And no, but dude, everybody starts out together, and then it's like you're 2 beats ahead, Howie's 2 beats behind.
Wait, hold on, rewind 1 second. But then Nick, you're a true professional. You did it again. Like
you did it twice.
Screen, and you're like, "F this! Look, this is how it's done."
And it's so funny because go ahead, AJ.
No, dude, listen. So Sunday night, I get a phone call from production. Renee was with me at our studio Sunday night before we go live Monday going, yeah, we have to pull the boy. It's not going to work. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, we only have X amount of cha-cha content. And then the rest is supposed to be me doing stuff with you guys. We have no, dude, I was literally shitting bricks. And I called Cheryl. I'm like, what?
I was choreographing for next week already. And dude, then I was like, what?
So thankfully, Cheryl and I came up with this idea to have everybody kind of shown separately.
Yes,
dancing moments. That was the only
Yeah.
So it all worked out. But Jesus Christmas.
Yeah,
like,
I saw
not
her.
Even 24 hours later, I'm like,
Nick, you're a true professional.
It was a brilliant idea. It was so entertaining. And you know, I just remember like we had been basically in quarantine for what, like 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And so, so we get the call from AJ and I'm like, he's like, you gotta wear white. I'm like, okay, I go in my closet and I can't really find anything. Like, why? I found like one thing and I put it on. I hadn't worn this thing maybe in like 2 years. I was like, oh no, I can't fit into this. I'm like, oh my God.
Quarantine 15, buddy.
So I'm like, I squeezed into this thing and I'm like, okay, thank God. Like, I put this jacket on and it worked out fine. It was awesome.
You should have seen Kevin with poor Kristen trying to like help him out. And he's like, because Kevin has to watch everything back after every take.
I had to actually
That's why our freaking music videos take 3 days, is because Kevin has to watch every single take afterwards.
Yeah.
Kristen's like, babe, you look great. No, no, no. I gotta watch it. It's like, dude, let's go. Come on, bro. You look fine.
Nick, oh my God. Nick, so AJ had called you for some like inside info tips for Dancing with the Stars. And I guess he didn't get in touch with you. We were on the way to the golf course and you called while we were both in the car and you're on speakerphone. And he says to you, so what can you tell me? Let me know something. And you said, okay, imagine pushing yourself way further than you've ever been pushed. And then it's way beyond that.
And I'm like, well, that's giving me real hope there, buddy. That's giving me a lot.
I'm sorry. I was just like.
True, though. I mean, and AJ, I mean, it's true.
It's 100% true, dude. Yeah. Like, this was the biggest, like, okay, you know, when you talked to us about it after the fact, you know, you had said, dude, this was like the hardest thing I've ever done, number one. And it's not even so much about the dancing as it is about the journey and about this kind of mental breakdown of really kind of, it's almost like a soul searching journey, you know? Yeah. And like, dude, I took so many highs and lows. I'm like, thank God I was sober during this, because if I wasn't,
same,
believe you me, I would have gone out and drank almost every other couple of rehearsals.
It's interesting, like my perspective on, you know, from when I was dancing with Sharna, and I love Sharna. Like, that's my girl. We obviously, anybody that you have danced with, you know, you've created a bond with Cheryl, you know, it lasts forever.
Totally.
You know, but when I started to realize, like, they are almost like therapists.
Yes.
You know, it's absolutely. Like, I feel like they're therapists, like real time, you know, kind of feel like dance and learn something about yourself and express yourself and just,
and you're vulnerable. It's like you're vulnerable with us.
Correct. Yeah.
Dude, really, somebody wanted to say hi to you, Nick. And this is my best impression of him saying hi. Tell Nick, I love him.
Oh my God.
I hope to see him again soon. He's a spicy meatball.
That's really good, guys. It's really good.
Oh my God.
Bruno, yes, hello.
Bruno is amazing. Yeah, I'll never forget. Bruno's incredible. When you're on these shows, I don't know how it was like necessarily with COVID and, you know, the protocols of what everyone had to follow. But, you know, when we were on the season, you know, everyone was, we were able to be close with each other and we learned a lot about each other. But, you know, it's like this huge family. It's a
family,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we were as close as we could get this season, but we would have, if it were like before the pandemic, we would have all hung out. Like,
I mean, you know, people started to kind of not, I don't want to say loosen up, but people started to kind of get.
Yesterday
was very loose. Like very loose.
Pictures.
Like group hug. It's like, okay. No, because dude, there was a COVID officer that was assigned to the show. And I swear to God, we were all like microchipped because Cheryl and I would be backstage rehearsing before we go on live and take our mask down for 5 seconds. She'd be like, mask on, mask off. Like she's out like a ninja.
Wow.
Like, dude, I'm like, what are you doing? It's so crazy. But
wow.
Dude,
Nick,
envious of you though, bro, because you know how you and I are. We thrive off of an audience. And I just wonder in the back of my mind, and I probably will forever wonder if certain scores would have been better, if certain performances would have been better for me and Cheryl.
That's really,
we had an audience.
I don't think the scores. I think performance. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
No.
What the hell?
No. I honestly gotta give it up to you guys. I mean, I'm sure it was a whole new world, you know, performing and just kind of like having to. Just like feel your way through this whole different way, you know, of being able, what it was, is normally like. I mean, Cheryl's been on the show before, so I'm sure she was probably like, it's crazy. Like, it's not the same or whatever.
Totally. It was a whole new season. It was actually, it was nice because Nick, we didn't have producers with us at all times. You know what I mean? Like I know you were traveling when you were on, did you have a producer, like a field producer travel?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
because you and Sharna were doing a freaking dance rehearsal while we were doing Dead 7, dude. I mean,
we wouldn't be able to travel this season. There was nobody traveling this season.
obviously you guys were on tour, but like normally I think it was helpful for the celebs, maybe not so much you, AJ, but like Leah Remini, when she was on, she's like, I would have totally done this season because they get nervous in front of a live audience and they also don't like anyone watching their rehearsals. And she's like, God damn it. Why didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we grew up on. That's what
No, I feel the same way, you guys.
Oh, I'm like, sure.
The judges breathed down my neck as I was quick stepping by them. I'm like, oh God. Sure. I was like, hey, Nick, to me.
Nick, yeah. I feel compelled to say this. I said it to Kevin as well. I've known you guys for a really long time, and I'm always just pleasantly surprised at how awesome you guys are as people, how your feet have always been on the ground. We finally got a chance to work together on Chances, and you guys act, I'll say this, act more like people trying to get into the show business, being nice to everybody. And I've worked with other people, you know, that it kind of goes to their head. I don't know how you guys have managed to keep your feet on the ground and to be there for each other. Like what you just talked about, you're here, you are setting up a green screen, you know, where you could just be chilling, right? But you're there for each other.
You know, so it's so interesting. I think AJ can relate to this too. I think it was like the first 4 years of our career. When we first started, you know, we had to work so hard to get to where we were and nobody would give us a shot. And we almost got to the point where, you know, proving ourselves was like basically we had to constantly prove ourselves. And I think that mentality still is in us now to this day. You know, it's like, we just cannot never be complacent. It's, you know, so
that's also why, if you've noticed, Nick, how we've had the same tour manager for how many years now? We've had the same stylist because we treat these people the way that they should be treated and they want to stick around with us. Like there's plenty of bands out there every tour. It's a new backline. It's a new band. It's a new production. It's a new everything.
Let me tell you this, AJ. There's lots of bands that struggled early on and had to work hard, and once they make it, they almost forget where they came from. What I hear Nick saying is somehow you guys maintain that appreciation for what you do, and you guys blew way up. You know, it's not like you guys got a little famous, like everybody on the planet knows who you are, but somehow, you know, working with you guys was such a pleasure. You know, you were ready to go on the set when it was time. You didn't complain about anything. And I'm like, how do these guys maintain such a coolness about them?
About you guys. I mean, you're loyal and you guys are actual friends on and off the stage, right?
And we have really, really great, great women in our lives that keep us in check.
All credit,
believe
though.
Me.
AJ's learning. Do.
Nick, I just want to share this with you, buddy, because I know that you've always been in my corner personally. In about a week and a half, your boy will have 1 year sober.
So proud of you, AJ.
I am so proud of you.
It's insane, dude.
No, I've always looked up to AJ. I've told him, even when he started to do the show, I was like the number one fan. I'm like, I want you to like get that first place. You know, I want like you and my brother, you know, I love you. I want nothing but the best for you. And it's vice versa. And that's every single one of the guys in our group. I mean, we are brothers. We love each other.
I was getting a hold of you guys just to do this. You all came through. No questions.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. And I, AJ, I am so proud of you. I love you, and thank you. I mean, dude, I'm so happy. I can't even tell you. And, you know, like, look at the things now, beautiful relationships, that, you know, all these things that come along with it. You know, it's incredible. Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. And it's true. I mean, like, honest to God, like, you inspired me as far as, like, all the shit that you've been through and how you've overcome. You going on your health kicks, you got me inspired to, like, get my ass back in the gym, get in the best shape of my life, be on these weird diets that I'm always on now.
Yeah.
It changes weekly. But I just want to throw one little jab. I just have to.
Okay.
We are currently, I think it's 10-0 in the football season right now, or is it 11-0?
For what? For the Steelers?
The Steelers, baby. Just want to say that.
And I don't understand this.
I'm married into a Steelers family. I have no choice. My wife will leave me. She will leave me.
Yeah, we can't listen. No, that we have prob. I call them the bipolar Buccaneers right now. Okay. and I really think that they need to get on medication so that they can level out, because there's the highs and the lows. You know, they're doing okay. Tom had a rough one last night.
I know.
Are we really talking sports right now? Is this
come on, man?
Sports talk radio? Is it gone, man? No, honestly, like I think they'll get it together, but you know, I think that's why I relate to Tom Brady. I'm like, look, what is he like? He's like 40 something years old. Man, he's like a Backstreet Boy, you know, like we're still dancing and singing, you know, like
I know.
Nobody thinks we can do it.
He takes care of his body. He's like vegan, and I mean, yeah. He did the whole interview. I remember I was like, damn, man,
he is a stand-up guy. He's a great father, great husband. Yeah. You know, there was a brief moment there where I didn't want to like him. And then I saw him on, I think it was Fallon, and Rochelle and I were watching, and I'm like, damn it. I freaking love this guy now. But like, why?
Defense, you love everybody. Like unless you've been hanging out with me for way too long. You haven't said one bad word about anybody.
I know. So, okay. No, Nick, it's cool. What do you got going on for Thanksgiving, dude? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
That's a great question. We're following, you know, the protocols, you know, by just being safe and socially distancing and, you know, not passing the turkey as much. but we're like, literally we're just going to be with a small group of family at the house. Nice. Cause I live in Las Vegas right now. What are you doing? I mean,
it's just going to be, you know, me, the, you know, girls, Gima, and Uncle Perry.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. You know, keeping it simple, obviously, is, you know, now there's a curfew that's coming and now restaurants are going to go bye-bye again and that whole thing. But
I mean, how are you all of you doing, like, as far, like, Cheryl, how are you doing, like, in the quarantine and everything? Like,
listen, I quarantine on a daily basis with or without quarantine. So it's like,
right.
My husband and I, we love being home. I mean, this is what.
Right. I mean, it's a silver lining.
Yeah. I mean, I literally started about 5 different companies other than obviously doing Dancing with the Stars. So I'm just going to go back to that. And that's it. I mean, I just like I'm a workaholic in that sense, but I don't mind it. I don't have to dress up in my bottom half. I could be right here.
She could be in her skivvies right now, but that's the thing about the pandemic that for me personally has been a freaking blessing is since we got back from South America, we started a Zoom AA meeting that we do every day at 4:30 on the button. Like, you know, how they say do like 90 and 90. We've done like 400 and 400, whatever, however many days it's been. But you know, I feel bad for people out there that don't maybe have an outlet of how to deal with their with being on lockdown, because lots of people are probably losing their freaking ever living mind.
Therapy it's so expensive right now.
Oh yeah,
between like therapy and Zoom, these are the two companies that have really banked off this, I think.
Oh my god, invest in Zoom, it's too late. No, I'm kidding.
Brit said to me this morning, she said, "What do you want for Christmas?" I said, "Are you kidding? I know 2020 has been hellish. But for me, it's been one of my best years in terms of we go bike riding, mountain biking. AJ and I, we go golfing. It's been one of the best years. I get to spend more time with the family.
Yeah.
And I feel like AJ was just saying, I feel that there's extra bonus that we were already doing this sort of support group, self-awareness thing for a while, and now everyone else is trying to catch up to that. Like, okay, how do I get comfortable in my own skin? And I feel like, wow, we were lucky to kind of get a jump start on this year, you know?
I will say 2021 is looking pretty good. I think we're finishing out the year good. The Lakers won, the Dodgers won, and we got a new president. So things are looking up in the world right now.
I'm Dancing with the Stars. Nick, before we let you go, we have to play Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yes, we do. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Kiss, marry, kill the rest of your band. So all of us, you have to kiss one, marry one, and kill one.
Oh, I love this. Let's go.
Be nice.
Okay, so basically I got I want to kiss AJ.
Okay, so you're not going to kill me. Good. All right. Who do you marry? No, no.
What am I, Mary AJ? No, do I gotta really do this? Okay, all right. So yeah, kiss AJ.
You did it to Kevin.
Actually, I gotta really think about this right now, because this is a little deeper. I was just like, this was a little surface for a moment. Because okay, I think I would probably marry Howie.
I could see that. I could tell it. So who do you kill? Shit. You only got two left, bro.
How you provide? You know, he's provide for me. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't have to. Like,
you do. It's okay. It's okay, dude. We're not going to see each other for a while. It's all good.
I know. I don't know. Probably maybe Kevin. But that's okay. <there you go. laughs> Because he could get under my skin a little bit every now and then, and you know that.
That's honest.
I did want to say before I go, first of all, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing it, man.
I'm really happy to be a part of this. In Las Vegas, I just joined up with an organization out here that I'm trying to bring attention to. It's a foundation out here called Cure for the Kids. Wow. And what it is, it's a clinic that I have visited out here. That specializes in pediatric cancer. I basically wanted to start to sort of just bring attention to what they do out here. And what they do is, especially in Nevada, if anybody has, a child who has cancer and needs to be taken care of, they do it free of charge for anyone out here. And they don't turn anybody away if they don't have insurance. Awesome. So I just, you know, that's it. What's that?
Where can people find more info, Nick?
You just go to cureforthekids.org. Okay. And you can learn more about it. But I'm really happy. I think that's one of the things I was talking about when being in quarantine and thankfully being able to spend time, you know, with my daughter who just turned a year old, and also with my son who's 4 and a half, and, you know, we're all enjoying the time with our kids. You know, you start to reflect and you start to think, you know, okay, well, obviously as a father, you realize it's not about you anymore. You know what I mean? It's not about you. It's about your children first and foremost. And so that really started to bring, you know, to my attention of what else can I do out there in the world? What can we do as people while we're sitting back at home? And so that was just one of the things that I found. So I just
Nick, you're a rock star for doing that. Thank you. No, seriously. Thank you. That's amazing. Helping kids. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Good on you, Nick. Buddy.
All right. I love you guys.
Please tell Lolo and the kids. Uncle AJ says hi and have a great holiday, my man.
Yeah. Please, all the best to
you. God bless you guys. Everybody.
Yep. See you soon, buddy.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
All right, guys.
He's awesome.
So far, so good, dude. 2 out of 2. Now we've got a next guest.
Ooh, we have a spitfire now.
Yes.
Who do we have, Nick? I mean, Nick. You're not Nick, you're Renee. Who do we have next, Renee?
Justina
Machado.
Yes. No way, really? Oh man, wow. Justina made it.
Hi. Yeah. I saw you last.
Well, I just want to say this really quickly, and both me and Cheryl up in the pod. Justina.
I was like,
I swear to God.
It's so long. I'm like, it was AJ, right? And I was like, all right, girl, we're going to get this. We're doing this.
Come on.
How are you feeling, my love?
Oh, my God. I'm so tired today because you guys know that this is a day that they make us wake up at the crack of ass dawn to get here to the Good Morning America segment that goes on forever. And I mean, it just went on forever. We had to dance. Huh? All of a sudden, they were like, okay, you got to do a dance. We're going to do this. Nelly's new video came on, and we had to dance to Nelly's new video. I'm like, what is this?
Okay.
This is part of the gig? I mean, it was crazy.
Like, I don't think that was in the deal that I signed.
But back in the day, we had to go to New York and then do that on live with Kelly and Ryan and then do it again on GMA, like full on dance costumes, like my makeup. I just left it on the airplane. Like, this is a way better setup. I'm telling you.
That's what I did. I left my makeup on, but I'm good. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy it's over. It was a great time, but I'm really, really happy it's over.
Yeah. Look, you and I talked the night that we got eliminated, and you know, it took me a day or two, but then I'm like, you know what? My knee is still swollen about the size of a tree trunk. Maybe it was destiny that I got taken out when I did. So I don't really, really mess myself up more. But look, was it a great ride? Hell yeah. And even more importantly, I've got so many great new friends, even though I can't really hang out with you officially yet.
You're not going to miss me abusing you.
Oh my God, shut up. I love you.
I'm not going to miss you either, by the way.
No, but like as soon as all this pandemic shit gets under control, girl, we are going to hang out. We're going to have lunch, dinner. One of the sweetest
in control. We're getting together.
Oh my God. You're one of the sweetest women. I've been a fan of yours. Like, I've been following you for a long, long time, but you just don't know when you meet celebrities of any capacity, whether it's in my world, in the acting world, whatever, you don't know what you're going to get. I've met a couple that I will not name that I thought would be fucking awesome, and they were complete assholes.
Right.
You are a fucking gem, girl. You are,
really are
such
baby.
A little spitfire. I love your passion. I love seeing
But I feel the same way about you. I just heard what you guys were saying when Nick was on, because I was in the waiting room. Uh-huh. And what Renee was saying about you guys is so true. How grounded, how humble, how amazing. I mean, I could say the same thing about you, AJ, and I will. I have no idea who I'm going to meet. And you're just, I mean, just no pretense, no whatever. So cool. But that truly was this whole season of everyone that was on the show.
I agree.
We would have been going out every night. We would have gone to every club. I mean, this is the season. It's been a while, actually, when the camaraderie between the dancers and the celebrities are real. It's real. It's not like we're faking, like, oh, root for somebody. We're like, oh, okay. You know, like, we were genuinely, like, we all had, like, such a great, like, bond and chemistry even with the pandemic.
And that was very, very true.
We have three if you include me, but two Latinos here right now pushing the Latino community. So
yes,
Renee is from Durango, Mexico.
Yes. And where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, but I'm Puerto Rican. I wasn't born in Puerto Rico. My parents were born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Chicago, but I'm Puerto Rican. There's a lot of Mexicans from Durango in Chicago.
I've always wondered how that is. I dated a girl once from Chicago, and she was Puerto Rican. Her dad was a jockey, a professional racing jockey on a horse. And she told me there's a lot of a big Hispanic population up there. Any idea why?
Well, I know that the Puerto Ricans went, I mean, for work, for the factories, you know, in the 50s with the big diaspora, they went to New York and they went to Chicago where there were factory jobs. So I'm assuming that that's why a lot of Mexicans came over too, because in Chicago, the biggest Latino population is Mexicans. And I think Puerto Ricans are the next after that. So I totally grew up with me and Mexicans, and I have nieces and nephews that are half Mexican. It's like New York, Dominican, and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You live here in LA now, huh?
What?
You live here in LA?
Yes, I've been here since 1995.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now after you, like after Thanksgiving and all that, what's next for you, baby?
Well, I mean, just developing stuff. I have some shows that we're trying to develop, because we just got the news today that One Day at a Time got canceled. So,
shit.
I know that we got passed up. It's on deadline. I just saw it today. I kind of knew it was happening. So, you know, it's been such an incredible ride, this show. It's been so great. It's had so many lives. that if we get another life, that's great. If we don't, I'm so proud of everything that we've done. So it's just about now developing. I have meetings, you know, and developing a show. And I'm doing a lot of animation, which
that's
is crazy.
So cool.
I know.
That's cool. Awesome.
Wait, can you please tell everybody that that was your voice last night during the
performance? That was me singing.
I knew that was you.
I knew. I said lip sync. I didn't think about it. I was like, what?
You're like, no, girl, that was me.
I wanted to be like, no, Tyra, it's me. But I couldn't even that damn thing, you know?
No, you have a beautiful voice.
I mean, you and AJ should be doing some Christmas holiday song special.
I mean, in a heartbeat,
Sign me up.
Justina.
I'll be your backup dancer.
Justina, I have a question.
Sure.
I've noticed that there's actors and then, but something about daytime that people feel they know you on a personal level. Have you ever felt that like people walk up to you almost as if you're part of the family?
On my show?
Yeah.
What did you mean daytime, though?
No, so I mean, like, one day, you just said
oh,
it.
Oh, one day at a time. Soap opera. I was like, no, Renee, that's not me. The people, yes, absolutely, all the time. They always come up to me. They always feel like they know me. I think that, you know, sometimes it's uncomfortable only because they always want to touch you. They can't really do it right now. But, you know, but I always feel bad and I just let them, you know. And so that's a little, sometimes that's a little much, you know.
Of course. But, you know.
I mean, I'll stop and take a selfie now. But what's so funny is, my dumb ass is smiling behind the mask. And I'm and like, why am I smiling? Nobody can see my smile, but I do it anyways. That's what we do. I'm like,
I always take a picture. I always say yes, you know, because I always say yes, because can you imagine going up to people and they say no? I've heard those stories and it takes so much courage. Because I even get scared to go up to somebody and say how much I like them and what a big fan I am. I'm nervous about that.
I am too. Right? My wife gets it. She's like, babe, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but she's like, do you know who you are? She goes, you can walk up to any other celeb and chances are they've heard of your band and it's okay. Like I one of my best gay friends, his first crush was Harrison Ford. And I finally got the opportunity for me to meet Harrison for the first time and to introduce one of my best friends to him. And like, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And then he was the sweetest man alive. He said, no, that picture wasn't good. Let's do a couple more. And I'm like, oh my God, you're freaking.
But honestly, sometimes they're not like that though. I mean, I had an encounter as well. Mind you, I was drunk as shit, but like still I went up to this person and I was nervous, but I wasn't as nervous obviously because I was drinking and he was just the asshole that I thought he was going to be. So we won't mention names. But yeah, that's why I get nervous is the rejection, I think.
Exactly. But that's why I won't do it.
Yeah. Listen, on the other end of the spectrum, right? Getting back to the Backstreet Boys. So AJ and I had met in Germany years ago, and then we reconnected in Malibu. And I'm just sitting at this place. It's called Serra Retreat. It's a Franciscan monastery. He walks up and he sits next to me and he says, hi, I'm AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. It's like, it was so sweet to me. I swear to you. I'm like, of course I know who you are.
I was new. I don't know.
So no, but I was doing the same thing. I do the same thing because I'm Justina Machado, but I don't have that big iconic thing. I'm going to give them my freaking resume. I didn't watch that.
One of 75 dancers you've seen on Dancing with the Stars. Okay.
I'm going to throw Howie under the bus, but like, no, seriously, he still does that to this day. Like he'll meet somebody, like we're all at like a party or something. He's like, hi, I'm Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. Like, dude, they know who you are. Stop saying that, bro. I love you, bro.
You know what? I love you even more for that.
So do I.
That's the point. That's the point.
That don't, that are like, you know, don't you know who I am?
Like, don't you know who I am? I know. What do you got going on for Turkey Day?
Well, for Turkey Day, it's just, you know, my brother and I live together. So it's just my brother and I, and my friend Laura is going to come over, and it's just the three of us. And that's it, you know?
Right. You know, we have to get together this week after Thanksgiving, obviously, but or in the beginning of this week. I'm not kidding.
Well, and I'm not kidding either. And because, you know, we both have been in a bubble. We've both been super safe. And I'm not kidding.
I stole some
tests. Call a brother, too. You got my number.
Spit test.
Oh, yes. I still have one. I still have one at my house.
Give it to me.
Okay. I got that. I want that. I know.
Okay, we're good. I love you.
I love you guys.
Love you.
I love you guys. I'll see you soon, Cheryl. And I love you, AJ, and we will be in touch. Bye, Rene.
Bye. Adios.
Bye, baby.
Thanksgiving. Bye.
God, I love her. She's
God, I just want to squeeze her.
Like yesterday. Since it had been 2 weeks now that I haven't seen her, she gave me the best hug I think I've ever been given by a human being, besides my kids.
Right now, right?
She hugs you with a purpose. But that's not Latin blood, man. Like Latinos know how to hug.
He reminds me of Leah. Leah does the same thing.
She is the Latin Leah. You said it, and I didn't see it at first, and then that's all I see.
You know, she also seems to really be grateful for the opportunity to make money at what she does, you know. And I think that's what I've been trying to say, you know, where AJ comes up to me and says, I'm AJ, almost as if he's going to bother me. It's like, dude, I know who you are and you're awesome.
You guys, okay, before we wrap, right, we have to introduce Maria from, you know, from Lime Life. So,
how are you?
Yes. I'm so good. I've been backstage watching you guys, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're such a beautiful family. I love it. It's just endearing to see such. I don't know. I was like back here going, I want to hug you.
Maria, we want to thank you so much.
Let go, AJ.
All the amazing products that you've given us. Yes. Thank you. And the show loves you. Dancing with the Stars. Your product is great. So would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Sure. I'm excited to be here. I started working with Lime Life because I was so blown away about the products, because there's no parabens, they're cruelty free, and they're pro based, you know, so it's a pro line, and everything you have in there. I gave you guys some that powder. Powder is like, it's for men and women. This will take your shine away, and you won't have to worry about.
I got that oily skin, girl. So trust me, that shine is now nice and dumbed down.
Let me tell you, I have to say something. AJ comes into rehearsal every single day, just ready to go.
I'm fully ready. Yeah. My wife's a makeup artist, so I never leave the house not ready.
Like Alcone is an iconic brand, so. Yeah. I'm basically your independent beauty guide, personal shopper. And so I'm here to, like, you text me, you email me, and you say, I need this on set. We ship it to you. Like, we can get it to you really quickly. Awesome. I'm going to show you something that's really cool. It actually made Oprah's list. This is a Ricky mirror. Oh,
I just got one. Yes.
I can't even talk about this enough, because look, you turn it on. Different settings. It's portable. You can take it with you anywhere.
And it has a little mirror, doesn't it?
My wife needs that. Like, put on
so that you can click your eyebrows.
Yep, totally. So here's what it's got. So it comes with this little handy dandy. That's magnetic.
Holy shit.
And you can, if you need to do videos or if you're doing anything and you're not it totally just clicks on your phone.
What?
Magnetic.
Yep.
Okay. I know.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. What does it do with your phone?
So you could, okay, hold on.
It's a magnet that you can pop your phone up on it.
Wait, I need to get that thing. How do I get that?
Okay. I want the whole setup.
Oh my God. I've got 2 out of 3 products.
Phone, you can hook it up to your Bluetooth here.
Okay.
And you don't have to reach in and have your selfies with your arm in it. You just click.
No wonder Oprah made Oprah's list.
Yeah, obviously.
No wonder.
Mine didn't come with that cell phone like thing. I need to get that. Is that separate?
Right now, it's 25% off until December 1st with free shipping. So you want to make sure that you go to the website.
I will. Don't you worry.
That is awesome.
Get in touch with me. I seriously want to like hook you up. So definitely.
I love it. I will. Thank you. Sure, I'm a fan.
Thank you so much.
You got those virtual hugs, man.
Yes.
Happy holidays, Maria.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
And everybody can go to limebeautyshop.com for more info. So thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Thanks.
All right, you guys. So we have a question from one of the viewers, from Anna. This is for you and me, Cher Bear.
Okay.
What would have been your freestyle day?
I can't say it.
What?
Because what if for some reason I all of a sudden dance again one day, I might use it.
Well, I could say this much. We were talking about obviously sticking in the Latin dance world as far as style.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to be Latin.
No, I know. But I mean, like, because the samba was our best score the entire season, you know, that whole style of dance, what kind of really fit on me. So I think we probably would have done.
It would have been upbeat. It would have been lots of like music that, first of all, it was going to be mainstream. You totally would have known this.
Oh, yeah.
But this is something that I would have done with Juan Pablo, you guys, as well. So we'll leave it at that.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Liz. AJ, will you bring any of the choreography that Cheryl has taught you to the next Vegas residency?
I hope you can teach that. I would love to get fly on the wall.
I could teach it.
You could teach both the girls' steps and the guy steps.
Yes, I can. So just a little inside info to all you guys out there. Apparently, I dance more like a girl than a leading man. And I don't even know how that happened, but I was like able to, like, Cheryl could be the guy teaching me, and really I was doing better with a lot of the girl steps than I was doing my own.
You're just a better follower than a leader sometimes through dancing only.
100% though. But I will say this though, moving forward in my solo career, there will be, I can guarantee, many video moments that I will be hopefully pulling favors from Cher Bear to either choreograph and or be in the video or teach me and someone
I'll
else.
I'll be Renee's co-director, co-pilot.
She'll crack the whip.
Oh, she will. Yeah.
Back to cracking.
All right.
Okay, Renee.
Yeah.
Last question from Cindy. How do each of you stay positive when faced with unforeseen challenges? You want to start?
Sure. That's a great question. For me, I've said this before, it took me a while to get into a routine of prayer and meditation in the morning. I used to do it after coffee or after I watched the news. And it finally got to a point where I realized I shouldn't be watching the news or making phone calls or texting till my head is on straight. And so being able to sort of first, upon awakening, to be able to check in with, you know, the universe and ask for what I need usually just means please direct my thinking, divorce it from self-pity, dishonest and self-seeking motives. And then I take time to thank the universe for all the blessings, health, you know, place to live. We know where our daughter is. She's healthy. By the time I'm finished doing all that, I can open up my computer, my iPad, start reading stuff and be able to deal with it as is, as opposed to opening it up. And if there's a challenge, I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'd start getting crazy. So being able to first thing in the morning, check in, do my prayers, my meditation, that to me has been a life changer.
Renee, I have to take a note because like I've been getting signs everywhere. First of all, I read this horoscope of mine every morning. It's called CoStar. It's an app. And it's been saying every day, stop checking your phone first thing in the morning. And what do? I check my phone first thing in the morning. And then I don't have the time to meditate. Or I make the time, but then I'm late to my appointment, which is why when I text you, AJ, running a few late, because I check my damn phone first thing.
I know why. First. Yeah.
You just gotta reorganize things a little bit. I mean, like for me, no, yeah. I mean, how I stay positive. Yes, a very similar start to my day, but more for me, what keeps me in the positive lane is just looking at my girls, just looking at my kids, knowing that I'm responsible for them, and that they bring me the joy that they bring me daily. Even if they get on my last nerve, they're happy, they're safe, they're healthy. Yeah. Now being home as much as I am, getting to really get in tune with both of them has been an absolute dream. And you know, they encourage me without even knowing it to stay sober, to stay on the right path, the spiritual path, not the psychopath. Yeah. And just having a great support group at home.
Would you say it's living with gratitude, AJ?
100% it's living with gratitude every single day.
That's the thing, that morning ritual of checking in and quieting my brain frees me up. By the time I'm finished, I feel like the luckiest man on the planet. And when I feel like the luckiest man on the planet, you know what I love to do? Laugh. I love laughing with, like last night during our photo shoot, we were laughing, acting silly. And it's like, that feels awesome.
It does.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
I can't believe it's already been an hour and 21 minutes. This has been
amazing. Thank you guys, everyone that has tuned in to the first of many, I can assure you, live Pretty Messed Up podcasts. So thank obviously iHeartRadio. Also want to thank Looped for getting this whole thing set up.
Thank you guys. Thank you everybody.
And everybody, please have a happy, safe, and healthy holiday season. And
don't forget to tell everybody that you love them, all your close family and friends, because you know a lot of people need that. They won't be with their families most, you know. So thank you guys for your support.
Positivity is contagious, and so is negativity. So stay positive.
Yep, spread the right one, and don't worry, because the podcast is going to continue even though the show is over.
You can hear it.
We got a lot more.
Yeah, you can hear it three times. Don't forget to give us 5 stars or 4 or 3 if you have to. But also, please comment, because we love hearing from all of you guys. We want to know what you like, what you don't like, any questions you may have. This is still happening. Pretty Messed Up. I'm grateful for all of you guys and you, AJ and Renee. I love you.
Likewise.
Love you too, Cher Bear. And
happy Thanksgiving.
Y'all be good out there. Be nice to each other. Love y'all.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.